I want to explain the ministry of Glimpses of Grace as quickly as I can. The reason for Glimpses of Grace, really it's threefold. Number one, to present clearly and understandably the gospel of the grace of God, never compromising it at all, and making it crystal clear to people. And this is a one-on-one presentation of the gospel to people. And the reason that's important is because the gospel is being confused by our nemesis, Satan himself. He's blinding the minds of people, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine to them. Satan is in the mind-blinding business. That's what he does. So we have to be consistent and consistently clear with our message to get that message into as many hearts and minds as we possibly can. That's first and foremost the reason for Glimpses of Grace. Secondly, is the teaching ministry of the Word of God. We believe that the Bible should be taught verse by verse, word by word, line by line, because it is a powerful book. It's a living book. It has the capacity to change and transform lives. It has the capacity to reveal and open up the gospel, the good news of Christ, to people. But it has to be taught, and it has to be taught clearly. And when we do that, God opens to our thinking amazing glimpses of grace, amazing truths. Now, the best way I can describe this is with an illustration. When I was about 10 years old, we were very poor, by the way. I was raised in Baytown, Texas, and I was raised in what we call the projects, the old part of the town called Pilly. And I mean extremely poor neighborhood. And every year at Christmas, I would get these old hand-me-down puzzles. Now, I'm 10 years old, and I'd get these puzzles. They were old, 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 and some of them had over 100 pieces in them. And I had no clue how to begin to put those puzzles together. So when I would try, I would always look at the picture on the box. The picture on the box was important. I'd go back to the picture on the box, And I soon kind of figured it out that the straight edges had one way they could fit, and that's the straight edges around the puzzle. So I began to put those little initial pieces together around the puzzle with the straight edges, shaping it like the picture on the box of the puzzle. And then I'd get the outer layer done. Now, this is over a period of weeks. And I'd go back and I'd start again. And then I'd begin to work toward the middle with those pieces, just one at a time, trying to figure out, using the different color hues and whatever on the picture, on the box, to put that puzzle together. And then over a long period of time, piece by piece, finally, that last piece came. And I put the puzzle together, and I saw beautifully before me the picture on the box. Well, the picture on the box for us is found in Revelation 21, where Jesus Christ said, or rather John said, he said, and this is a precious passage. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and for the first heaven and first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. That's the picture on the box. That's where we're headed. We're headed to this new heaven and new earth. And that's the big picture. That is the big picture. That's our destiny as believers. But now we need the pieces of the puzzle to put together what that means in the Word of God. And as we go through the Scripture, verse by verse and word by word, little pieces begin to fall in place. Now, I call these little pieces glimpses. Now, when I say glimpses, I mean we see truths in Scripture that no human being wrote. We know that. That couldn't have come from the pen of man. Man couldn't have written that. It was so fascinating. And when I would see these truths, sometimes when I was coming along in little churches throughout Mississippi and the South, I would be holed up in these little dungeon offices way down in the bottom floor, like my mentor, Nat Clark, and we were pouring our lives into the Word of God. And we were seeing these little glimpses of truth. We were seeing these little small parts of the Word of God that we realized that no man put together. And I'd get so excited when I'd see that, and I'd connect the dots there. I'd have to get up, now this is by myself, and I'd have to walk out in the hall by myself and just shout, "Wow, God, you put that there. It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible." And it became one little piece of the puzzle that ultimately was going to lead to that picture on the box, which is the new heaven and new earth. And I began to put all those little glimpses together through the years, one glimpse at a time, one piece at a time. And slowly but surely, the picture on the box began to materialize. I began to see it. And I said, and God just sort of pulled back the window and allowed me into His mind, into His Word. And I began to see incredible things, things that were transforming my life, changing who I am, and driving me more and more into the Word. That's the reason for the word-by-word, verse-by-verse study of Scripture, because it opens to us the amazing truths of the Word of God. And all those glimpses point to that big picture on the box. And you put all this together, and that's what my goal was, to put all of it together so God could pull back those curtains and reveal to me His amazing wisdom. And that's why we study the Word. That's why He wrote it, by the way, that way. We study it word by word, verse by verse. Every word in the Bible has a reason for being there. And every word matters. Would you agree? Every word penned by the Holy Spirit matters to us. So we become interested in the words themselves. And we break down the Word, and God begins to reveal to us these amazing truths. Now, that's the second reason why I think verse by verse, word by word teaching is not an option for Christians. We need to get into the text. We need to get into the Word. And we need to teach people the value of that. So that's the second reason we exist, to teach people the value of studying the Word, word by word, verse by verse, through the Word, book by book. The third thing that Glimpses of Grace is designed to do, and this, my wife has assured me of this through the years, almost 48 years now. Mm-hmm. Aren't you amazed I remember? Mm-hmm. December the 23rd will be about 48 years we have been married. But she has reminded me that over and over again, he says, your gift is making difficult truth understandable to people. And that's what Glimpses is all about. We want those difficult truths, and there are many difficult truths in the Word of God. Ken touched on some last evening. There are many difficult truths that we want to make clear and understandable. As old Knapp said, one of my mentors, put the cookies down on the lower shelf so people can eat. And the Lord Jesus said, feed my sheep, not my giraffes. Get it down there. And they're difficult truths, but make them understandable to people. So that's the third reason for for Glimpses of Grace ministry. That's the third reason. Now, fourth, we needed bullhorns. We needed ways to get the message out there. We needed media. Today, you have to have media. To reach the maximum amount of people, you have to have media. You have to have those bullhorns. I mean, it's wonderful that we can reach, and we need to reach these, reach people one person at a time. Discipleship means we disciple one person at a time. And God brings those people into our lives to disciple, one person at a time, with the realization that you disciple one, they go out and disciple one or two. Then they go out and disciple. That's God's design. But we live in the age of media, and there are millions of words floating around every day. All the air right now is filled with words. And if we have the apparatus, we can get them, we can see them and hear them, but they're here. So we need media. We need those big bullhorns. And that's what drove me to start writing books, to try to create a media to get this truth out to as many people as I possibly can now, but with the realization, and it was John Howell Jr.'s dad that taught me this. He said, if you write it and you write it in books, those books will be here long after you're gone, and they'll still be working long after you're here. So that was the drive in me to write these books. And I have borrowed the abilities to write from so many different people. John Howell Jr. has taught me so much about how to communicate clearly. And Rupert, you kind of came into that role too in teaching me how to make things clearly and understandably to people. But we need those bullhorns. We need the videos. We need the movies. We need every media that we possibly can get to get the truth of the gospel out, but to get the truth of the teaching ministry of the Word of God out to people, so they see the value of it. I mean, Danny also put me in this. He said, you know, God wants to use media to help us do this. And I'm so spiritually minded, see, get it? I'm so spiritual. I said, well, God will get it there in His time and in His way. And Danny says, in His own way, He just can do it. He's just so brutal. He said, well, maybe God wants to use media. And I didn't have an answer for that. Maybe He wants to use media to get this truth out. Maybe He wants to use the books. Maybe He wants to use the videos. Maybe He wants to use the blogs. Maybe He wants to use the movies. Maybe He wants to get that word out as quickly and as effectively as He can to the majority of people. And that's what Glimpses is all about. That's what we want to accomplish. We want to make the gospel clear, make teaching of the Word of God understandable, and the genius behind it. Really, we not only teach the Word to be understood, but we want people to know how we come to the truths that we come to by a study of the Word of God, so they can begin to do the same thing. Third, to make difficult truths understandable to people. And fourth, to use the media that God gives us to get the message out. Those are the four reasons that I can define clearly for the ministry of Glimpses of Grace. And I basically spent my whole life in this. And God has surrounded me with people that are strong where I am weak, to meet needs where I needed those needs met. And we have done it on a minimal budget. God always comes through to meet our needs. He's just been amazing, in that way, to teach us to walk by faith and not by sight. And we have seen Him work in amazing ways. And all those, every time He works and meets a need and answers a prayer, it energizes me to continue, to keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. And let me close right here. The first several Glimpses conferences, I always end up being the last one to speak. And I always, like Ken said last night, I brought the doom and gloom messages at the end of our conference. And my doom and gloom messages always kind of involve this gigantic tsunami that's coming. That's coming. It's coming. Where all of the things that we thought could never happen are going to happen. And we're seeing it right now. We're living it. We're in it now. Right now, with this pandemic, with all that's going on, we're living it. And we're seeing, I think, the beginning birth pangs of the birth pangs. Not the birth pangs, but I see the beginning of those birth pangs for the coming of Jesus Christ. And I think it's on the horizon. I don't think it's far away. And I think we need to be busier than ever doing what God put us on the planet to do. Because I don't think we have a lot of time. I really don't. I think it's an urgency now to get the message out. It's an urgency to get the teaching out. It's an urgency to make those difficult truths understandable as never before. And it's an urgency right now to use the best media forms that we possibly can. And you're all a part of this. You're all a part of this. And I thank God for how each of you has contributed to my life, and you continue to build into my life. And it's been amazing. It's been an amazing trip all the way through. Do you have any questions?